There we go. Okay, so we're dealing with the issue about Moshe, I guess, right? The Tosfos of Be'asosa. So on Gimel and Aleph. So he just went through showing that, right, that according to Rav Maisha, so, by the way, there's one thing I want to go over, because there's one point I realized afterwards that it can make it a little clearer. But it just basically he shows that Shnayim Shasu is Pater. That's the halacha. And that doesn't matter if they did it in the Mishkan. Shnayim Shasu is Pater. Okay, it's a Ptur Alts, then of Karban altogether. You can't be Chayav if you, unless you do the whole thing, do the whole Avera. Okay. So therefore, the problem is, but then what's Rav Maisha saying is, by Moshe, you need two people. Right, so what do you mean? How do you need two people? It's against the idea of Shnayim Shasua. So he says, Tosa says, it means not that you need two people to do a Kirhan Acha. On the contrary, one guy's doing a Kirhan Acha, but you have to do a Kirhan Acha into a guy's hand, to another guy's hand. Okay, so you need the second guy. So it says, what do you need a second guy for? A second guy should really be a force of Ptor. It lessens your involvement, doesn't it increase your involvement? So it says, no, it's because of Mishkan. Okay, it says because of Mishkan, that's how they did it. So therefore, we need the second guy. So we said, yeah, but so what they did in Mishkan? But a lot of things they do in Mishkan. Doesn't mean every single thing they did in Mishkan is, you know, what's the sense of the thing? It just doesn't, you know. So we said, because the idea is that Moshe is the Toldah, is learned that from Mishkan. And what does Moshe mean? Moshe means handing to another guy. Moshe, by the very definition of the human activity of Moshe, is handing it to another person. So therefore, you need another person. Okay, that's what Moshe is saying. If you don't have another person, you're not doing Moshe. Okay, you're not doing Moshe. So therefore, that's not the Toldah. Toldah is handing to another person. Now, of course, you need one guy to do the Akira and the Hanacha, because otherwise it's going to be Shnayim Shasuha. Okay, otherwise it's going to be Shnayim Shasuha. So if one guy's doing Akira and Hanacha, he's only doing one guy, but then he hands it to another guy. And then the other guy is necessary to define it as Moshe. Okay, but he's not going to be Pata, it's not going to be a Ptor, because he had one guy who did the Akira and the Hanacha. Right, but you could ask. You say, "Well, if Moshe is Nei, tell me Moshe is really two-person action, right?" Oh, so now it should be Shnayim Shasuah again. You're gonna be like, "There's Marshal. Either you're telling me the second guy is involved, or the second guy is not involved. If the second guy is involved, so then it should be Shnayim Shasuah. And if you tell me no, the second guy is irrelevant, so then it's not Moshe because Moshe means to a second guy, right?" So I mean, I think the answer is clear from what we're saying, but I think it's clear is that. They were saying is that in terms of Shleim Shasua, it means in terms of the Avera, like the Maisa Avera. The Maisa Avera is like Kiran Hanacha, like all other Hotzah. It's like Kiran Hanacha. But this kind of Kiran Hanacha, this Toldah called Moshe, is where you're doing your Kiran Hanacha takes the form of a Maisa of Hashata, a Maisa of Moshe. And a Maisa of Moshe means where you're giving it to another guy. The other guy isn't active, though. He's like the Torah. He's where you're giving it to. We're putting it down on the other guy. But Shnayim Shasuah is a din in the Avera. The other guy's not doing the Avera. He's not doing the Maisa Hotzah. The Maisa Hotzah is like Kiran Hanacha. So there's the framework of the Maisa Hotzah, like the Avera of Hotzah, which is like Kiran Hanacha. But then there's the framework of the human activity, in which Hotzah exists, which is Moshe, which demands something beyond the Akira and Anacha, but it's that you're giving Akira and Anacha to another guy. You know what I mean? So the other guy's involved in the framework of the human activity, but in the framework of the Isser Hotza'ah, which is just interested in Akira and Anacha, the other guy's not a party, he's not involved at all. You know what I mean? So it's in line with this idea, the split between the Maisa Isser of Hotza'ah and the human activity of Hotza'ah, which recognizes where you're putting it. Okay? Okay. So the problem is, so that's fine. But Rav Maisha, if you want to, for instance, it's not Rav Maisha's a Chiddush. For instance, you have the Rambam where he talks about Moshe. So there's two places. He talks about Yud Bez Yud. He says, Zorig Mershus Lurshus, if you throw something from Mershus Lurshus, Oha Moshe, or if you pass it, Harizha told us, Motzi V'chayav. Okay? V'chein HaZorig HaMoshe B'yadu Mitchilis Arba Sofarba, or if you throw it four amos, or you take it with your hand and move it over four amos, Harizha told us, Motzi V'chayav. He doesn't say anywhere that you need to have a second guy. He doesn't say that. And then he says also, where's the other one? Yud Gimel Yud Chas. I mean, it's true, his case is two people, and that's the case in the Mishkan, but he doesn't say anywhere that you need to have two people. Doesn't seem like he has this requirement. Especially because he has, if you just with your hand, he has, if you motion four amas in Rosh Hashanah Rab in your hand. He doesn't say there's another guy, there's no other guy there, and he's not saying about another guy, he's saying it's four amas in Rosh Hashanah Rab. So it doesn't seem like we hold that you really need a second guy. It doesn't seem that way. Okay. So the question is, so what's the machlokas? So machlokas between this Rishalmi, this Ramesha, who's claiming that in Moshe you need to have a second guy, versus the simple psak, it seems to me at least, that there's no halacha that you need a second guy in Moshe. Okay? Doesn't seem like it's a bavli like this. Doesn't seem like it's a bavli. It seems like it's a Yishalmi, it's a shita. Okay, so, something like this, similar to what David was saying. A little different though, but that the question is like this. Like it seems like you can have, like in a tolda, it seems you could have two different kinds of toldas. Okay? You could have one told, like I guess Hotzah, the model of Hotzah is you pick something up, you walk into the other Rishos and you put it down. Right? That's Hotzah, proper. Okay, and now you have some toldas. So for instance, you have a tolda of Hachnasa. Okay, Hachnasa is opposite direction, which is almost the exact same thing. It's just like an accidental differentiation is the direction. Okay? Then you could argue you have a tolda like Zorik, for instance. To Zorik, you could argue, it would seem, Zorik is like a different action. It's not just like, Hachnasa isn't really a different action. It's the same thing, it's just differentiated in an accidental feature, you know? But then it would seem Zorik is like a different action. But that's also included, it shares the productivity, and it's that action of throwing is also a tolda. Okay, but it's different than Hachnasa. Hachnasa is like the same action, it's just differentiated accidentally. Here, a Zorik is like a different action. Okay? So you could ask, is Moshe, like, which one is Moshe like? Is Moshe just like the same as Hotzah, just accidentally differentiated? Or is it like a new action? Okay? So what do I mean? So if you say the first is accidentally differentiated, what does it mean? It means Motzi is where you carry something, you pick something up, you walk from Rishos to Rishos with your body, you walk on Rosh Hashanah and you put it down. And Moshe means where you pick it up in your hand, you put your hand across the Rosh Hashanah and you put it down. Right? They're almost the same thing. The difference is your walking or is your hand doing the walking, so to speak? Okay? Now that's you could argue that's what Moshe is. Moshe is the tolda where you're bringing it across. It's just the question, is your whole body going or is just your hand going? Okay? And Moshe, you just your hand's going across the Rosh Hashanah. Okay? You're handing it. Cross. And in the Motzi, you're walking it across, so to speak. So that's the Tolda of Moshe. But it's almost the same thing as Motzi. It's just saying it doesn't matter that you're walking, even if your hand is doing the walking. Okay? See, Zorik seems to me different. Zorik is a whole different thing. It's not just that your hand is doing the walking, but you're throwing the thing. It's a different action. It seems to me that way. Okay? So if that's the case, then why shouldn't you need... It's the same idea of Hotzah. Hotzah is you pick it up one Rosh Hashanah, you walk it across, you put it down the other Rosh Hashanah. And Moshe is your hand picks it up one Rosh Hashanah, move your hand across and put it down the other Rosh Hashanah. That's what Moshe is. That's the concept of Moshe. So where does another guy come in? It's not to do with another guy. There's another guy having to do with it. Okay, it's just like Hotzah, there's no other guy. There's no other guy. There's just not. I mean, it happens to be in the Mishkan there was another guy, but that's not the idea of Moshe. The idea of Moshe is not. It's not the other guy. It's not that even you're giving it to another guy. It's the method of transfer is different. The differentiation between Motzi and Moshe is the method of transfer. It's the method of transfer with your body or with your hand. It's not a different action. It's a different method of transfer. Okay, the method of transfer with your body or with your hand. Okay? But according to the other way of learning, and that's the way we learn, and therefore we don't need a second guy. But the Rav Maisha is learning now. Is that Moshe isn't just like the same action, it's a different method of transfer. But he's saying it's a different activity. It's a different action. Namely, it's an action of handing it to someone. Okay, that's a different kind of human activity. There's an activity of carrying something across the Rosh Hashanah. There's an idea of handing something to someone across. Handing something across the Rosh Hashanah. But that's, handing doesn't just mean, it's not, see, if you just hand it to nobody, it's not a different action. It's the same thing. It's just, your method of transfer is different. But handing something to somebody is a kind of human activity. Handing someone something, that's a human activity, Moshe. So according to Rav Maisha, that is what Moshe is. Moshe doesn't just mean it's a method of transferring a gala, you know, the beams from one gala to another through using your hand. He says, no, it means handing a guy something. That's a kind of a human activity. So it's a new activity. Moshe's a new activity of handing someone something. So if there's no second guy, you're not doing Moshe. But we don't hold that. That's a chiddush. We don't hold Moshe is this human activity called handing someone something. It's carrying. But carrying could be using your body or using your hand. So it's a different method of carrying. But it's not a whole different action. It's not a new action called the human action of handing someone something. It's different. It's a different type of, is the tolda like a new kind of human action of handing off to someone? Or is the tolda, no, it's the same, thing of carrying something across the rishos. It's just the method, it involves your body moving or your hand moving. You know what I mean? It's like two different ideas of motion. Now the next thing is the Ritva. The Ritva basically, he doesn't back off of Tosus's kashas. Okay? Because again, Tosus presented the simple way to learn this Gemara, to learn the Yerushalmi, was that Rav Maisha is saying that in Host Moshe, you actually need two people involved in the Ikar Malacha. Right? Akira Hanacha, one guy does Kira, one guy does Hanacha, you actually need that. You actually need that. That's the simplest way to learn that Rav Maisha is talking about. Okay? And in that case, so then the Gemara asks, but hold on a second, what about Shneim Shazuha? Right? Oh, Shneim Shazuha is a Ptor. Now you tell me you need it, it's a Ptor, it should be Potter. And the Gemara answers, no, that's the head of the Mishkan. Right? So, which seems to indicate the concept, like, at least what we said at the time, well, let's leave that. Okay, so that's, right, I mean, so it seems to be that, if it was in the Mishkan, then it overrides the idea of Shneim Shasua, right? It overrides the idea of Shneim Shasua. But the problem is that Rav Avli apparently had he learned Shneim Shasua as Potter, not because they didn't have it in the Mishkan. If they didn't have the Mishkan, there's nothing to talk about, but it's a pasuk, like a limud from Mechatas, from Karmachatas, which we said means it's not a din of Malacha Shabbos. It was. There we go. Good. Okay. Yeah. So I'm thinking like David again. That the question is, I think this is what you're saying. The question is that, what's the Ptur of Shneim Shasua? Is it a halacha like the way that Gemara makes it sound like that ha'osa es kula, v'lo'os es miksasa, which means that in order to be chayiv a karbon, you have to do the entire avera. That's the halacha. And Navarian is only chayev a karbon if he does an entire avera. Can't do half an avera; you have to do the whole avera. That's halacha. Okay. So if that's the case, so the whole avera is a kiran hanacha. So how could you get by? You can't have an exception. It doesn't make any sense. That's the halacha. If you do, I did it in the Mishkan. It's very nice. But bottom line is a Navarian. Since the avera has two parts, a kiran hanacha, the halacha is in order to be chayev a karbon, you have to be osas kula. If you have another guy involved in your asiyah, so then, you're not chayav karbon. Chayav karbon is also skula. You have to do the entire thing on your own. Okay? So Moshe has another guy. Fine. So the other guy could be handing it to the other guy. But he can't be involved in the avera itself, in the kira or the anacha. That's halacha. You have to have the entire avera being done by you. Okay? The avera done by you. Okay. The other idea, that's the way it tells us learning. Okay? So then there's no way to get around that. I mean, that's halacha. You need the entire avera done by you. So how could you ever get around that? Okay. But the Ritva's learning now that the halacha is, of Shneim Shasua, is, so to speak, it's like a watered down asiyah. Okay? Why are you part of Shneim Shasua? Because it's like you really could have done the thing by yourself and you're getting another guy to help you. What do you get another guy to help you for? So in other words, a helper, a guy helping you to do it, is like a watered down form of an esser. You know? Or in the form of an isser, because an action is like a one-person action, or it's a one-person thing, and you're using another guy to finish it up for you. Whereas, you could have done a kira nacha yourself. So what do? You use another guy. So what are you using another guy? So that's also a skula. It means you're not doing the whole thing. Also a skula means do the whole thing on your own. Why do you do the whole thing on your own? So, you're using another guy to help you? That's a watered down asiyah, and therefore that's a pispata. Tor because watered down. But since Moshe, the character of Moshe is that you hand it to another guy, That is the very definition of Moshe descending to another guy. So you can't say it's a watered down form of the Avera to have another guy involved, because that is the other guy. Normally it's like a regular Maisa, it's a one guy thing. Now you bring in another guy, now you're lacking because you're taking away. But since the Mishkan, what was in the Mishkan, the very identity of Moshe is handing to another guy, so the other guy isn't watering it down. The other guy is simply that he belongs. He belongs on the scene. He comes about from the very definition of Moshe. Now it's true, you could have done a Kiran Hanacha and then given it to him. That is true. You could have done the whole Avera by yourself. But the point is, it's not watered down by the fact that there's another guy there, because that is really part of the action itself. That's part of the action. So therefore, you could be Chayav and Moshe with the Shem Shah. So it doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't matter. Okay, so but the Tosus doesn't care about that, because he doesn't learn it's a patur of being watered down. He learns it's a positive halacha that you must be an osa eskula. In order to be chayav kohen, you must be osa eskula. So it's not a matter of watered down. It's just saying it's a asiyah. You have to do an asiyah of kula in order to be chayav. So it's not asiyah of kula. Okay. Osa eskula means where you do the whole action. According to Tosus, means you have to do the whole action. Doesn't mean you can't have a helper doing the whole action, but he's saying if you don't do the whole thing and you let someone else do another part of it, you're only doing half of it. That's the Torah of Osa Eskula. That's Halach of Osa Eskula. You're right. Bas Achas is a different question. If you have two people doing the Kula together, it's a different question. That's a different type of water down. But that's a different type of Halach. But this is the Halach about, we're talking about the Halach of doing half of it. So doing half of it, intrinsic Tosos, intrinsic Halach, you have to do the whole thing. The Ravos says there's no intrinsic Halach like that. It's just that really could do half, but the problem is half is going to be watered down. So, but here it's not going to be watered down because the second guy belongs. The reason why it's watered down is because you're slipping in another guy where you could have done the whole thing. But here, the other guy belongs. It's not just bringing in another guy because he's part of the action. Okay? It could be he would also hold like Tosus, by the way, that it's only the second guy's chayiv because he's doing the hanacha. Right? Like, it's not the guy who's doing the handing, he's out here on the hanacha. I mean, that's what Lisa Tosus said before. Said it's only the second guy who's doing the hanacha, which is chayiv, you know? But even the guy doesn't anachli, he needs the first guy because he learned Moshe needs both guys. So we're on Tzadi Beis and Mabez. It's a Mishnah. Okay? So basically, there are going to be three positions. Okay? But let's see it inside. There are going to be three positions. I think I mentioned them to you once. But it's just like this. It's a Mishnah. Hamotzi kikar l'shus rabim chayev. Okay? Simple. Hotziyuhu shnayim p'turim. So if two people carry out a kikar into the Shus HaRabim, then they're Pater. Okay? So that's, I guess, the Remeir, the Tanakhama. Okay, the Tanakhama is saying that if two people carry out a roll, they're Pater. But, lo yachal echal otzio vehotziu, who? Shnayim chayavim. So, but Remeir is saying if it's like a sofa, let's say it's a couch, so and two people, one person couldn't carry it out on his own, then they're going to be chayav. Okay, so he's saying, Shnayim shasua, according to Rav Meir, okay, that's Remeir, the Tanakhama, when they're mayor is only if they could have done it with one. Okay? The Rabbi Shimon Potter, Rabbi Shimon says Potter anyways. So Rabbi Shimon holds across the board if two people are doing it. I don't care if you needed two people to do it. Bottom line is two people doing it is Potter. Okay, Rabbi Meir holds it depends whether they could have done it or not. Okay, fine. Amr Yehuda, Amr Rav, Amri Lam Rabbi, Amri Masnisa, Tana, Zeyachol, Vezeyachol. If they both could have done it on their own, right? Rav Meir Mechayev. Rav Meir says, you're Chayev. So Rav Meir wasn't Tanakhama then. Okay? Because this is saying Rav Meir holds you're Chayev. So back on the Mishnah, it wasn't Rav Meir. It was Tanakhama. I'll just keep it vague. Okay? So this is what it's saying. Is that if you both could do it, like it's a roll. Okay? Let's say a roll on a sofa. So it's a roll. Rav Meir says you're Chayev. Rav Meir says you're Potter. Okay? Rav Shimon says they're Potter. Ze'enu yachol if it's a couch. So obviously Rav Meir is going to say Chayev, right? Mm-hmm. But now Rav Yehuda comes along. Rav Yehuda of Rav Meir Mechayvin. Rav Shimon Poter. Okay, so then, not only does Rav Meir say Chayev, but Rav Yehuda is also going to say Chayev in that case, in the sofa. But Ze Yachol, I'm sorry, so let's leave that. Okay, Ze Yachol, Ze Yachol, Devarei Kol Chayev. Okay, fine. So that's a case where if one guy could do it, another guy couldn't do it. Like one guy's a strong guy, one guy's a weak guy, then the strong guy's Chayev. Okay, but let's leave that case out. That's just a complicated factor. So the Tanya Nami Hachi. Hamotzi, a little further. Hamotzi kikalisha surab imchayev. You bring out a kikar, one guy, yachayev. Oziwa shnayim, if two guys bring out, Rav Meir, mechayev. Okay, Rav Meir says, by kikar, yachayev. Rav Yehuda, omer im yachal, lo yachal echad lohotziyo, vilti yoshnayim chayevim, vim la pturim. He says, if it's a heavy thing, and then two guys carry it, fine. But if one guy could do it, then no. Rav Shimon, poter. Rav Shimon says, you're poter, even if you need two people to do it. So it turns out you have three shitas. Okay, Rav Meir says you're always chayev. Two people are always chayev. I don't care if it's a roll or a sofa. You're always chayev. On the other extreme, Rav Shimon says you're always pater, even if it's a sofa. And Rav Yehuda says it depends. If you need two people, then two people are chayev. If you don't need two people, then they're pater. Okay, so straight, right? I mean, the shitas are, I mean, you have to pull it together, but that's the shitas. The three possible shitas you can have, okay? So now the word says, Minohani Mili. How do you know? That's the Tana Rabbana. So, Be'asosa ha'osa es kulav lo'os es miktsasa. Okay, so the first limud is Be'asosa. Well, they have to do the whole thing. Okay, Tza shayim shayokhsim in mazleg, ve'loz gim mekarka, ve'shovtim mekolmas, ve'kosim mekana, ve'otiyo lishus rabim, yachol yuchayavim, tamalo Be'asosa ha'osa es kulav lo'os es miktsasa. So if you have two people, so you have basically all these actions, which basically two people each could have done on their own, and they do it together, so that's a lema that is pater. That's the first lema. Okay? But be'igol shel develo veho tziu l'shus harabim, mekaira, bekorav tziu l'shus harabim. So in the first case, it's talking about zeyachol v'zeh, where they both could do it. So saying that's learned out from the Ptora of Be'asosa. But if it's something which you need two people to do, if you don't, I'm lo yachol echol tziu veho tziu shnayim chayavim. Okay. Okay, let's jump. Sorry. What are they arguing about? Okay, now it's going to get. Mike Mifli. Behaikra. Achas Techta Bishkaga Miam Haris Beasosa. Okay, that's the pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Sovar Tlasa Miutik Sivi. There are three miutim. It's a question of how many miutim you have. Okay? This is the side of the Gemara. There's three miutim. Nefesh, techata, achas. I'm sorry, nefesh techata, achas techata, be'asosa techata. So nefesh is a miut, achas is a miut, and be'asosa is a miut. So you have three miutim he has. What are the three things? Chad lemute zeuk or zeminiach. The first one is to exclude the case where each guy only does half of the malacha. That's our case, right? That's the other thing. V'chad lemute zeuk or zeuk. The second one excludes the kikar, right? The light thing. And the third one excludes the sofa. Because you have three miutim. The first thing you exclude is the thing where one guy does kikar, one guy does hanacha. Second one thing to go is the kikar, right? Because there both people are doing it, but they could have done it on their own. The third thing to go is the case of even of the sofa. Okay? And basically, it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda only has two miutim. And he learns the third one for something else. So if you drop out the third one, so you end up being pater on the kikar, but you're still chayev on the sofa. And Rabbi Shimon, he just doesn't worry about that. And the Rabbi Meir, miksev nefesh techta, achas techta, vesel techta, tre miutik sivi. Really, there are only two miutim. So basically, it turns out how many miutim you end up having. If you have three miutim, three, two, or one miut. Okay. If there's only one miut, the first thing you exclude is if each guy does only half of the malacha. Okay, each guy only does half. The second thing you exclude is where they both do the whole thing, but it's something where you could have done it on your own, the kikar. And the third thing you'll exclude is if you have a third miut, is the case by the sofa where they really couldn't have done it on their own, but still there are two people involved. Okay, so that's one thing we're going to have to find. I mean, how many miutim you have is telling another machloksim, so we'll leave that out. But we have to define these different steps, right? What are the different shitas? Three shitas, you know? Okay, and the steps. I mean, we already defined some of these steps, you know? It's just, we have to put it all together. Okay, but what I want to do here is this tosos. Chad lemut ezeok or vezemeniach. Okay? It says like this. So you have the miut. If one guy does akiro, another guy does hanacha, so that's the miut, right? That's our case, right? So it says, v'zeh kasav os achas uba chaver kasav os shniyah, right? This is the question. Is this a question only about hotza, Or let's say you have two letters in writing, right? You need to write two letters. Let's say one guy writes one letter, the other guy writes another letter. Is there a havimina that you'd be chayev, that the second guy would be chayev there? So he says, no. Lo itzrich kra. You don't need a pasuk for that. Ela hotza, only hotza. To have a mina ahachnasa ve'ahotza hu dekapir rachmana. Because I would think that the Torah only cares about hotza, hotza, and ahachnasa, and hotza. Feel chayiv, I feel below anacha. And you'd be chayiv even without doing anacha. Notice this is different from the other Tosfos. What's he saying? He's saying, I would think, who would be chayiv? The Akira guy. The Akira, or the Akira, the transfer guy, right? The guy who does the Akira and the transfer. You don't even need anacha. I'd say you don't even need the anacha. Right? If you have zeoker v'zemeiniach, I'd say the oker is chayiv, because you're being okered and you're transferring it, and even though you're not doing the anacha, I would think that you're going to be chayiv. Okay, and that's what's teaching you now, that you have to be also a school of losa misasa. But by ksiva, there's no such avina. Ksiva, definitely you're going to have to write the whole thing, and there'd be no reason to say it otherwise. Okay, this is a whole different spin on the whole thing, you know? So we're going to have to understand the Tosfos. Okay, so I guess that's what we'll try to do for now. I'll try to get this Tosfos. What's he say? I mean, this is kind of relevant to our question. But what's the havimina? Okay, I mean, at this point, maybe we can even do this first. I mean, what's the havimina here? What's the havimina by Zeoka Zeminiach? According to our Tosfos, said the havimina would be the second guy is chayef, because he's the Gemara Malacha. According to this, it's like Torah only cares about the Hotzara the Achnasa, and you don't even need Hanacha. Does he mean you don't need Hanacha? I mean, or does he mean you don't need like the second guy, in the cases where the second guy does Hanacha. He's saying you don't need Hanacha altogether. What do you need Hanacha? I mean, it doesn't seem like he's saying you don't need Hanacha, but if you don't need Hanacha, then, you know, why did they say it's Hanacha you don't need? So now you should both, so one guy should have to do the whole thing. I mean, what's his idea here, you know? Tosus is introducing a new idea. Okay, and then take these different sheets. So according to what's the svara to differentiate between, or Rabbi Yehuda basically differentiate between a heavy thing or a light thing? Okay, why would he say that if you do with the kikar you're potter, but if you do with the sofa you're chayiv? So the Gemara on Rashi inside the base of the bay, it says Rabbi Yehuda poter. It's like the fourth fifth line in the Gemara. It says the lav orche v'hachi. Okay, because it's not the darach. It's not the darach. That's why you're potter. Torah is because it's not the darach. You don't normally carry kikar with two people. Okay, but sofa apparently it would be orchai. Mm-hmm. Okay, oh yeah, the zeinu yachol, the zeinu yachol. The orchai hu lo tzi b'shlayim, because the derech is to carry with two people. Behasvir, the Rebbe Yudik, Rebbe Meir, the chayiv. Okay, the Rebbe Shimon potu d'yom mikroi. It's funny though, even the Rebbe Yudik needs a limud though. You don't just say misvara, it's not orchai. Apparently even he needs a limud. Right, so that's the question. What's this svara here, you know? What's this orchai idea? Mm-hmm. The Rashi is also a little bit important. The top is the Gimel and Aleph. It says, "Chad lemute zeoker mishas rav zeminiach mishas seyachad." The kol kama deloksev al chamayid. There's only one miyot. Mistaver dahayu dememayit. Mistaver that you can exclude the case where one guy does kira, one guy does hanacha. The high kavid palga of high kav palga. Because then each guy only does half. The leka chad the mesei bekul. There's no one who's even helping the whole thing. Because you think if you only have one miyot, definitely the first thing you're going to exclude is the one who each do half. Okay, not when in the other case, at least one guy's doing the whole thing. It's true he's only helping, but he's only doing, you know, he's doing the whole thing. But then v'chad yisrael lemute afal pida avdi ki adadi. If two people do it together, the high avid kula v'high avid kula, they both did it together. Umihu ze yachol v'ze yachol hudim emayit. But the miyut is only on the case where it's like the kikar, where they both could do it. The lav or chayil mevde, but you're right, because it's not there to do it too. Even though really it is the derech to do with two, this is so far the third miyot excludes it. Okay.